Psalm 45, for the choir master, to the tune of the lilies, a maskil of the sons of Korah, a love song. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most handsome of men. Grace has anointed your lips since God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword at your side, O mighty warrior. Appear in your majesty and splendor. In your splendor, ride forth in victory on behalf of truth and humility and justice. May your right hand show your awesome deeds. Your arrows pierce the hearts of the king's foes. The nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever, and justice is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you above your companions with the oil of joy. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces of ivory, the harps make you glad. The daughters of kings are among your honored women. The queen stands at your right hand, adorned with the gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Bow to him, for he is your Lord. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. Men of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess in her chamber. Her gown is embroidered with gold. In colorful garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions are brought before you. They are led in with joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king. Your sons will succeed your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will commemorate your name through all generations. Therefore the nations will praise you forever and ever.